Well, it may be hard to recognize the difference between this liturgy and any other liturgy that I celebrate. You probably just thought that I forgot to do some things. But you'll notice that today's liturgy did not begin in the usual way. It did not begin with a typical procession. It didn't begin with the sign of the cross or with the introductory rites. This is, in fact, not a Mass. It is the Friday liturgy of the Passion of our Lord. These 3 days, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday, along with the Easter Vigil and Easter Sunday, the Church envisions these 3 days as one continuous liturgy. This is why there was no blessing last night at the end of the Mass, and why there is no sign of the cross today, because these days build one on another. Each liturgy leads to another. And last night, in our first reading from the book of Exodus, we recalled how they placed the blood of the lambs upon the lintels of the doorposts of their homes. They put it there so that when the angel of death passed over their homes as the worst and final plague being sent upon the recalcitrant Pharaoh and his people, that angel would see the blood of the lamb on the doorposts and would pass over those homes so that they could flee the next day and be gone from Egypt and free from slavery. Today, the Church places before us the Gospel of St. John. And in John's Gospel, unlike Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus is upon the cross and gives his life at precisely the moment the lambs are being sacrificed in the temple for the Passover that is coming. Jesus cries out from the cross along with the lambs that are slaughtered for sacrifice. John wants to make sure that no one misses the point. Jesus is the lamb. Jesus is the lamb who has shed his blood, and his blood is on the lintel of every single person here in this room. His blood is on the doorpost of your life, no matter how young, no matter how old. By virtue of baptism, you and I, we have been immersed into that washing. And when death comes, it will not dare touch us, because we have been marked by the blood of the Lamb, and in him we place our trust. In the Jewish religious tradition, the biblical people saw blood as a great, mysterious force. In it was all life. In it was the very power to be. And they knew that the very life force of that Lamb, innocent, in Egypt, it would protect them. But John wants us to know that one far greater and infinitely more magnificent, the incarnate one, the one who took upon himself our very humanity, who united our humanness to his divine sonship completely, who was poured, he was poured out. He has poured out his blood on us so that you and I, so that we, our lintels, our doorposts, our lives, they are marked by the blood of this Lamb, his life, the force of his being. We glisten. We radiate Jesus Christ. You may look around and not see it, but it's not for your seeing, not yet. It's for resurrected eyes. It's for eyes transformed by his blood. You see, last night we remembered the gift of his body and his blood to us. Last night, we washed feet in imitation of our Savior. And what are feet in that time, at the time when Jesus was washing those feet? What are feet but that which is the dirtiest part of a person? It was precisely for that he had come. He had come to take those parts of us that were broken, those parts of us that were still dirty, those parts of us of which we are ashamed. Today, we stand before the mystery of the Lord's blood poured out for us because he has taken in all of our toxins, all of them. Today, we are marked by the blood of the Lamb, and if we understand that, then we understand we have been given judgment of salvation. As Roman Catholics, we do not believe that humanity is ultimately and utterly depraved. We believe that salvation has been extended to all of us, and our job is to respond to it, to bring to him those things that keep us from him, to be unafraid to bring to him those things that need to be washed again and again and again. He desires for us to be with him. He loved his own in the world, the gospel said, and he would show his love to the very end. And so upon the cross, he pours out his life's blood upon the earth, and we become tinged by it. It marks us so that death itself will not touch us. We may experience a person's dying, but we will never, ever experience our own death. Our eyes, having closed here, will open there before him and for all eternity. That's where we will be with him. So today we lay prostrate. We humble ourselves before this mystery. We stand in awe that we are marked with the blood of the Lamb, not by our merits, not by anything we've done, not any prayer that we've offered, any behavior that we've altered. We're marked by the blood of the Lamb because he chose us. He chose me. He marked me as one he would love. He marked you as one that he loves. And he would go to the farthest extent to remove from us anything that would keep us from knowing his love in all of eternity, in every aspect of our being, in every single part and particle of who we are. He took in all of our toxins. That's just another way of saying that he died for our sins. He's absorbed them into himself, and only in infinite love can finite fear disappear forever. What does he need to receive from you today? What do you need to bring to him? What in your life needs to be made clean? Today, let it be anything of which you are ashamed. Any memory that you want to block, any hurt that you can't forgive, any evil of which you are capable of, which you have done. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. We have been washed, made clean by Christ's blood. Through his passion, sinners are marked by the blood of the Lamb, and death passes them by forever. May Jesus be praised now and forever.